Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, y'all? Welcome to Pre-Game Radio. I'm your man, Brooklyn Black, and we definitely got a dope show in store for you tonight. My co-host is independent sports entertainer, Saeed Al-Sabah, and our musical featured artist tonight is Moan, fresh out of Brooklyn, New York. We got some new joints from her, and we're going to play some pregame favorites. But, of course, as always, we're going to start them off with the throwbacks. So hit us up, 347-857-4302. And also you can catch us on the TuneIn app to search Pregame Radio. And also shout out to everyone checking us out through pregameradio.net. The site is up. Check it out. You can check on some of your favorite shows, listen to past shows, and catch on some of your favorite artists also. So hit us up, pregameradio.net. It's Pregame Radio. We are here till 1 o'clock, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. Word. Yeah. You got stacks like the International House of Pancakes. The man makes motion in bed. Watch it stand straight, your fat body. Come and build with guard body. Hardly any chicken heads, fake jacks, or ride by me. Use a cover girl. Living well, lady. Watch the chrome spin, Gorilla Grill. Check out the $1 million lady. GS spins, niggas with all the wins. Baby girl, slide in, let the legs spur, nigga. Massage your skin. What's your name? Lex, last name Diamond, icy earring shining. What's your occupation? Crazy rhyming. You's a queen killer, so I'ma feel you like Exxon. Woo and Jodeci is like cousins. You see me posted at the garden party. Sweat dripping on my fly shit. Rolling with some niggas robbing. What $1,000 links on? Yo, shorty got money in the stash to drink on.
Every time I close my eyes, I wake up feeling so horny. Can't get you out of my mind. Sexing you is all I need. I would give anything to make you understand me. I don't give a damn about a thing. Freak you is all I see. What must I say?
Feet up on my glass table.
grab the remote, baby, check my niggas on cable. I got the Hate Love album plus Dota said, roll this up, the easy waters near the ashtray. Full moon skunk weed up all up in the room. You got the munchies, ice cold milk and on the dunes. How you like it, baby? I like it on the sink. You freak me, butt naked in a long mink. Yo, I like my pad, you warm. Study Islam, play it off. If my wife call, you're my cousin Dawn. Solomon had many wives, I see many thighs. Stab me like knobs. I'm trained by your chinky eyes. You raise a baby, this is stick up, throw your legs up. You fake freak in the morning, cause at midnight you gave up. You had me harder than the roll of quarters. You felt the snakehead, you can't cook, you can't fuck, chick your act is dead. Hit the icebox, rinse, grab me a barrel. Can't explain it no clearer. You be the one lately staring in the mirror. Go to see style, Casey, JoJo, Dalvin, Javante. All day like Harry Belafonte. Yo, yes, y'all, yes. Check it, it be the Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang. Jodeci joint, pulling ladies like a hamstring. Check the joint, y'all. Word up, 96, the year 2000. Going on like cousins. Check it out, half dozens. Check it out, I get the blucking.
Say what, say huh? Say what, say huh? Say what? Say what, say huh? It's just not gonna stop.
you and I till the day we die. Day we die.
Yeah, yeah. Ex-girlfriend, how you been? I see you still trying to mess with other women, man. Remember when I first met you in my cousin's house? A week later, we was crushing on your mama's couch. Now it's been said that big girls, they don't cry. But they show lies. Look you in the eyes, saying you they own. You and I, till the day we die, said you never leave me lonely. Fly tenderoni, but you phony. Should've listened when my mama told. Soon as I turn my back, you try to F my homies. That was then, this is now, I got a new friend. Ever since I cut them loose, since you wanna add strife to my life. That make me think twice about leaving, the wife leaving. Picture that, you ain't want me when you had me. Now you on your third baby daddy. And you hate to see your brother happy. So you're trying mad ways to trap me. Looking at my girl Nancy, trying to throw the
so weird trying to act like me.
It's always you when you're crushing crew, be acting new. Let me find out y'all messing with boo, and y'all gon' feel it. Waiting for the day that you front and catch a lump from a black butterfly. Dead on pack a lullaby, I sleep on her. She said you tried to creep on her. Up in the morning, they didn't know she had to reach on her. My boo, she go ahead and walk her dogs and represent woo to the fullest. You and her can shoot the fair one. I bring you. Know what I'm saying? Stop playing. You and them beastly looking bros acting like y'all hurting something. Go ahead with that, bro. Of the game, the lies, the feeble alibis. Now you stuck with the next guy, a thug figure, derelict, be acting bug figure. Show this sister mad love, but get no love, sister. Stupid. Plus, I heard that he be beating on you. I seen him at the club cheating on you. With your best friend, got you stressing and used up. Pull your shoes up. All you need is affection, but your head is in the wrong direction. Trying to make this brother jealous with other fellas. All up in my face, acting overzealous. Like you want something from meth. I hope it ain't love, girl, cause I ain't got none left for you. Plus you miserable, misery love company. Shoot, I'm living comfortably. Don't need no brother hunting me down for messing around with his tough to him. Before my brother put a to him, won't be pretty. The situation got my whole attitude shifty. And got you acting hostility with your punk committee. You know I know, so go find another sucker, yo. I've been there and been done that before. And don't need it no more. That's my word. So go to your room with that thing and tell that big head coward you're wrong with to do the same. I can do that by myself.
little baby,
baby.
My darling baby,
baby.
I swear the talk of the town, everybody wants to know what's going down. Babe, I know the truth is before. Maybe I can make a storm.
Maybe I can
help them stay. They don't know that I'm your man. Everybody wants to treat me so cold, but I know I love you and you love me. There's no other love for you.
Yeah. Yo, so I only paid you occasional. I'm raising you other than those invading you, pushing up, persuading you with conversations that consist of solicitation, false information. See, I deal with sophistication, stripping lobster style. You see me dressed up proper in crocodiles, crocodile, and I leave alone unofficials. It's not your style. My inner vision is just plush life living. Me escaping the center city prison, raping our women. It's causing havoc, waking bronze that birth marriage. This earth was once lavish, now it's coach left for a savage. Mind, I tech mine, respect mine, less connect. Project, flex, wet sex, and wine all the time. The firm staff on the climb. Now it's the trio, D'Angelo, AZ, and Primo. You know how we go. From affiliation, 9-6.
Never go gold again, at least you would know the end of your road was chose by you and not companies who control our remote control and hide the truth from my nose. But don't mind me, I'm just high again, smoking weed to get by again. No, actually I'm lying, cause smoking it got me smiling and rhyming like I rhyme way back when I would play the violin. Thought that shit wasn't cool, mama, sorry I just stopped trying it. Pay for your house and hope there be no more reason for crying. That shows you how stupid I am, cause niggas is out here dying from police that flash the siren and pull up and just start firing. Niggas murking each other in murky water, I try and swim. How the fuck do I look when I brag to you about some diamonds? Said all that I could say, now I play with thoughts of retirement.
Oh, I had so many days of crying. Oh, I had so many days of pain. Have you ever been as sad as I am?
Lord, I ask if anything would change. I can see the future that we're heading. I would say it's better not to death. If it's anything like this in heaven, maybe I'd be better off in hell. Better off in hell.
Can't call it, can't call it. I never came from deep pockets. Why can't I make a deposit? No, can't call it, can't call it, yeah. Can't call it, I can't call it. I never came from deep pockets. Why can't I make a deposit? Can't call it, yeah. I can't call it.
Yes, welcome back to Pregame Radio. My special guest host at the time is sports entertainer, revolutionary, visionary, legendary, Saeed Al-Sabah. What's good, player?
How's it going, brother?
living. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I'm loving what you got over here, man. I'm loving the whole feng shui. I'm loving the music. I love pregame. I've been listening since the start.
Definitely. So let the people know, because I know my intro didn't really do it any justice, you know what I mean? But let the people know exactly who you are, what it is you do.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, friends and enemies, allow me the honor of humbly educating you of who it is that I am. Now, those who know me and have studied me refer to me as a designer of a higher conscious. I am the Honorable Saeed Al-Sabah, your future, young, black, and gifted. In the name of sports and entertainment, we started a revolution. A revolution that will stop us from the oppressed that has held us back, has built us in a system that is built on lies and hate that circulates because of the vast interests of our media, our stock exchange, religious organizations, our elections. They have you choose between a Hillary Clinton or a Donald Trump, and we all know what this is. It's a game, and I'm here to join you and lead you in the revolution. Sorry, I went on and on about it, but it's a little bit of my passion.
Well, definitely. So you here with us for tonight, you're rocking with us. You know, we got our featured artist Mo coming through in a little bit. Actually, I think she's here now. So you're gonna be rocking with us for a little bit, right?
Absolutely.
Alright, no doubt. Big shout out to Hopper in the building. But ladies and gentlemen, I guess it's time.
Shout out to Hoffa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I guess at this time, Mo, what's good?
Yo,
what's good?
What's good, son?
Chilling,
how you doing,
Mo?
I'm good. Shout out, world. How y'all doing?
Welcome to Pregame Radio.
Thank you. I'm glad
to
be here.
To our faithful listeners. Good morning to our faithful listeners out in Indonesia, holding it down for us on the Southeast Asian side.
Oh, okay.
we can't forget them, you know, because they show us hella love.
Facts.
You know, but let the people know who you are and where you're from.
How y'all doing? What's up? My name is Mo. I'm from Brooklyn. I represent Fan First Music Group Publishing. That's my company. And I also represent Royal Brooklyn. That's my movement, you know what I mean?
All right. So how long have you been making this music, doing this thing called hip-hop? All
right, so I've been writing since, like, second grade. I was 7 years old. I started writing poetry. And around, I believe, 10, 11, I heard Give Me the Loop. And ever since I heard Big, yo, I just wanted to put my poems to rhymes, you know what I mean, the music. So that's how it's been ever since.
All right, so obviously Big was a heavy influence. Who else, even as far as the female MCs, were your driving force, or who'd you listen to grab inspiration?
F- female MCs, like, growing up, DMX was heavy in my life, so, of course, Rough Riders, Eve, you know what I mean? Like, her whole presence was crazy. Missy, Lil' Kim, Foxy used to be that gut of Brooklyn, like, that old stuff, you know what I mean? Like, that old school everybody missed and all that. Basically, all the female greats, like, every one of them, you could hear the influence of my music. You could hear, like, some of them in part of me, you feel me?
Okay. Now, you're right in studio. You laying down these tracks.
Yes.
When was it that you felt like, yo, you know, I can really make a career out of this because, you know, you got a fan base. Like, when was it? When did you realize that you could really take that to the next level?
Yo, freshman year of college, like, that's when I really started really taking it seriously. So my boys, there was this contest at the school called One Mic, and they signed me up, and I didn't even know to the day of. And I basically went in there and killed veterans. Like, I won the whole contest. And after that, I didn't even, like, I blacked. I don't even remember what I said, but I just know I killed these dudes, you know what I mean? So after that, it was like, yo, like, dead ass, my boys was like, yo, you really have something, like, you don't even know it. You can't even see it yet. So I did, you know what I mean? I did some time. I got in trouble. I did 5 joints. And it was in there that I really started taking it seriously as far as writing, because when you got nothing but time, like, all you could do is plan. You know what I mean? All you could do is sit there and learn, study, and plan. So that's what I did. And I said, you know what? A 9-to-5 life, retirement, that's not for me. Like, I need more. I know what I'm capable of, and I know what I'm here for. So that's when it really clicked. And I came home, and this is what you see.
All right, so would that be a common misconception with you, because you're female, you ain't got it? You know, like, is that, you heavily slept on because of that?
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna mention no names.
Mention names, this pregame radio, we don't care.
Nah, I ain't gonna do things like that. I'm just saying, before things started popping off for people like me, for, you know what I mean, lesbians who portray a masculine presence in the industry, like, I was dubbed by a lot of labels, and they all told me the same thing. Yo, your lyricism is hot, you hot, you ghostwrite. We don't think your presence and your what you perceiving and what you giving out, they're gonna be accepted and all that. And I think now they really kicking themselves, because I want to stay independent. And a few of them still, you know what I mean, emails and calling my phone and trying to play nice and with the pleasantries. But I'm not in that lane no more. I'm all for self right now. So
so do you see Young Lee as, like, the catalyst or the trailblazer to make it so that opening out lesbians can hit the mainstream? Or do you think it's a whole lot of hype because there were so many doing it before her, you know?
What it is?
Only because I know so many people on both sides of the fence, so.
Right. There's a lot of people, you know what I mean, riding both sides of the fence right now. This is what it is. Sia broke the preliminary ground when she broke the game, you know what I mean, on the TV. You feel me? Breezy also, she broke it. That's from Empire. Breezy broke it on the TV music scene. But nobody broke it just straight up music, you know what I mean? That's where Young Ma came in, and her team was behind her. Shout out to Red Life. They was behind her so hard, like, it wasn't nothing but just a push. Like, yo, her squad is behind her. Everybody pushing her at this time right now. You know what I mean? So it was inevitable, especially at a time where everybody's trying to fight for their individual human rights, you know what I mean? It was inevitable somebody was going to pop, so it was just a, you know what I mean, whoever had team was behind them first, whoever had that pull, and whoever was grinding the hardest. And she was obviously on her shit for years. I've been watching her for about two and a half years right now, doing shows and all the clubs and all that, the lesbian community clubs and all this, you know what I mean? So it was just inevitable. It was the time.
Okay. So it's pretty much so. As far as you go, like, you know, so the good thing, she got picked, she's doing the damn thing. Now, does it make it easier for you to slide to take places now, since now everyone's looking for the next?
It definitely does. What she did is she opened up the ground to make people want to be like, all right, well, let me hear what you got to say. Because you the same type of person. You know what I mean? I want to see the competition. And, of course, you know what I mean? That's always what people try to make it, try to put one against the other because that's the type of world we live in, you know what I mean? But at the same time, she broke the door open. She broke the door wide open.
All right, because I'm looking through these files, right, and I see that you did a remix to Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we're definitely gonna start off with that, because only because, you know, we start talking about NXYZ and everything.
Right, right.
And we're going to get more into it because, you know, the Hefty Handy models are an actual thing now.
Right.
So.
No. Those are not being endorsed by Hennessy or
right, they're not endorsed
by
her.
Rep,
yeah, they're not being endorsed
so,
by her, like, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
still, like, now it's
just
a thing,
know,
because...
Yo, if you got something hot, you got to capitalize on it, you know what I mean? Somebody
exactly.
Else will, hey, that's all it is. It's just straight-up business, you feel me? So,
exactly,
because
I can take Hennessy and put it on a T-shirt and sell T-shirts for 15 a pop and
easy.
Make bread.
Easy
you know what I'm saying?
Mean?
So...
That's just
and we all started with day T-shirts for $20. We do have one.
That's just
yeah.
The hustle of spirit. You can't knock that, boy.
You know what I'm saying? It's just the hustle. But here we go. We got Mo with the Ooh. We got Saeed also by Childhood and 8 Day here in the building. And it's pre-game
yeah,
radio.
Hit
us up. Three.
I want to hear how you received that. Hold on.
We're not going to get into it. So everybody get on your Twitters, get on your Instagrams. I already know pregame_radio. We're about to do this. We're moment. We got Child of the 8th Day. Somebody's making something in the microwave or something. And we'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah. Ayo, Moss. Yeah. Brooklyn, Mo, Bip,
My team, Mike.
Shorty come through with the loud, I still duck her. Giving me the moon in the sky, I still double. All my niggas asking me why, I still love her, but I'm never gonna be satisfied like Prince mother. I'm from the other part of the star, Sinead cousin. I ain't pop, I had to see five, I stay buzzing. Them introducing me like that's a gay cousin, and grandma be feeding me like I weigh nothing. Fan first, get the money, ho. First, Mo, bitch, I'm the general.
Mo, bitch.
They like, what's your squad name again?
Squad?
It's Royal Brooklyn, the Imperial. They gon' get the madness to this method. This right here, in gallon of promethazine. Ha, 359 a gram for the melanin. Ha. Expensive as I am, look that menacing. Mama said if you gon' be the man, be a gentleman. Get this money, put $100,000 out on Zimmerman. I'm not the plug, I'm the outlet. You never see me dance with the middleman. I be making moves in the yard. Ain't no shower shoes in the yard. I swear I be having flashbacks. I hear a set of keys through my bars. Hey, buddy, simmer down. If you ain't get the picture, you can get in there. Going hard, like a nigga welling down. Fucking up the game, that bitch prego now.
They're
like, Mom, where you been at? I've been fucking up, getting Schmidt act
fucked up.
The Saint hit me like it's gold time. I give a bitch a minute. I want it all, nigga, give me that. I don't got the patience for talking, niggas ain't living that. Procrastinators and those chasing papers, no intellect. Chasing chicken, I'm after visions of some prolific shit. Nah, I ain't really trying to get into shit. Unless you talking money, then we can talk like some immigrants.
Yep.
If you moving funny, I drop the heart of comedians. And if you coming for me, make sure you know who you dealing with.
Bitch,
ain't nothing that most scared about. It's like Jeffrey shopping in Men's Warehouse, cutting his hair off and growing a long beard out. They like, you got some balls, well fuck, I'm letting them air out. Go ahead, get in your bag, check the compartments and see if you got the offering to see me before you head out. See if you got the heart of a Spartan, confident archer to take a shot at my army before I bring me a dead out. Ah, fan first, get the money, ho, money, ho. Brooklyn, you already know.
Brooklyn.
This is light, I ain't even flex. Drop a bomb if you feel it though. Hotter than a halal truck in a heat wave. Keep the heads of my enemies as a keepsake. I don't fuck with the Hennessy, I'm a cheapskate. I'd rather argue with bitches eating that cheesecake. Put the grill on, chef mode with the cleaver. I'm serving quiche to the people with egg, cheese, and a pita for beef's sake. Hope they want good green and tequila when everyone's finished eating. I wait till they start the season. Let them know that I'm spitting the food, that there's a season in the poison. I tend to feed them, salivating and gleeking. I'm blessing this fucking beat. I'm exercising my demons. I'm holding on to the cleaver and slow approaching the deacon. Hold up.
Okay, I'm not bringing the right back on just yet because yeah, I'm playing that shit again.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Moss. Yeah. Brooklyn. Moss.
My team, Mike.
Shorty come through with the loud, I still duck her. Giving me the moon in the sky, I still dub her. All my niggas asking me why, I still love her, but I'm never gonna be satisfied like Prince mother. I'm from the other part of the star, Sinead cousin. I ain't pop, I had to see five, I stay buzzing. Them introducing me like that's the gay cousin, and grandma be feeding me like I weigh nothing. Fan first, get the money, ho. First, Mo, bitch, I'm the general.
Mo, bitch.
They like, what's your squad name again?
Squad?
It's Royal Brooklyn, the Imperial. They gon' get the madness to this method. This right here, regaling the promethazine. Ha, 359 a gram for the melanin. Ha, expensive as I am, look that menacing. Mama said if you gon' be the man, be a gentleman. Get this money, put 100 grand out on Zimmerman. I'm not the plug, I'm the outlet. You never see me dance with the middleman. I be making moves in the yard. Ain't no shower shoes in the yard. I swear I be having flashbacks. I hear a set of keys through my bars. Hey, buddy, simmer down. If you ain't get the picture, you can get in there. Going hard like a nigga welling down. Fucking up the game, that bitch prego now. They like, Mo, where you been at? I've been fucking up, getting Schmidt act fucked up. The Saint hit me like it's go time. I give a bitch a minute. I want it all, nigga, give me that. I don't got the patience for talking niggas, ain't living that. Procrastinators and those chasing papers, no intellect. Chasing chicken, I'm after visions of some prolific shit. Nah. I ain't really tryna get in this shit. Unless you talking money, then we can talk like some immigrants. Yep. If you moving funny, I drop the heart of comedians. And if you coming for me, make sure you know who you dealing with.
Bitch,
ain't nothing that Mo's scared about. That's like Jeffrey shopping in Men's Warehouse. Cutting his hair off and growing a long beard out. Ain't like you got some balls, well fuck, I'm letting them air out. Go ahead, get in your bag, check the compartments and see if you got the offering to see me before you head out. See if you got the heart of a Spartan, confident archer to take a shot at my army before I bring me a dead out. Ah, fan first, get the money, ho. Money, ho. Brooklyn, you already know.
Brooklyn.
This is light, I ain't even flex. Drop a bomb if you feel it, though. Hotter than a halal truck in a heat wave. Keep the heads of my enemies as a keepsake. I don't fuck with the Hennessy, I'm a cheapskate. I'd rather argue with bitches eating that cheesecake. Put the grill on, chef mode with the cleaver. I'm serving quiche to the people with egg, cheese, and a pita for beef's sake. Hope they want good green and tequila when everyone's finished eating. I wait till they start the season. Let them know that I'm spitting the food, that there's a season in the poison. I tend to feed them, salivating and gleeking. I'm blessing this fucking beat. I'm exercising my demons. I'm holding on to the cleaver and slow approaching the deacon. Hold up.
Free Game Radio, 347-857-4302. Got the chart of the 8th day, Saeed Al-Sabbat, my co-host for tonight. Yo, my dude, what did you think about that?
Yo, how you feel?
And honestly, not just because you're like on the radio and all that. Like, that was amazing. You really did your thing. You really ripped it. And I know it's a track that, you know, the beat we've heard it and we hear it a lot now, but you did your thing on it. But I'm interested in hearing some of your stuff now. So I think you really did your thing, y'all.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yo, I was like, yo, you brought it back?
Yo. It was worth it, too.
Because as soon as you said, never satisfied like Prince Mother, you got to be a grown motherfucker to know exactly what you were talking about.
Yo, dead ass. I was just talking about that today. And he was like, yo, if you wasn't born in 82,
you
ain't
going to
get that line, B. Yo.
But, shit.
That's the
suck.
Yo. Appreciate that, man.
And you ain't go, ooh, not once.
Not once,
no. Yeah. Because I was kind of waiting for it. But I'm glad you didn't. Like, you didn't even need to. Like, you actually heard the beat on that shit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And that shit right there made it dope. But let's keep going because I do want to get into the other track. But before I do, there's other shit I want to get into. Okay. Now, what's the song process from, like, okay, for that one? How did that go? Like, you already had the beat, so was it just you just went in, spit the bars, and mastered it, or did you for a week?
Nah, this is the thought process. I write about 3 songs a day, 2 freestyles. That means 2 16s. Those are just throwaways. So I wasn't even going to do that, but I was like, yo, I want to drop a little secret mixtape for everybody, a little 6 song jump off before the album drop. The album dropped December 2nd. So I was like, yo, I want to drop a little 6 song something. And my boy was like, yo, do that, ooh. And I was like, nah, everybody did that. It's killed to death right now. He was like, yo, do that, ooh. And it literally, that took me like 25 minutes. I just sat there, I drank a coffee, you know what I mean? Had a little loud, you know what I mean? And came out with that, you know what I mean? That's just what it is. I just got to feel it, you feel me? I heard the beat, I was like, oh, hold up. I ain't never really listened to the beat before, you know what I mean? Because everybody, like, oh, they be singing so loud over it, you can't really hear the beat. You feel me?
Right.
So once I heard it, I was like, oh, nah, hold up. Let me, you know what I mean? And then, of course, I got to come correct. So I was just spitting, like, how I felt at the time. Like, let me just go off. And that's what it was.
Wow. All right, so for that one, that took about 25. So what about something that's from the ground up scratch? Like, you know, you do 3 a day. So which one do you pick
to
go to record it?
Ground up scratch is even faster. Right now, shout out to my team. Like, I just need a session. I hit up my boy, yo, I need you to do the thing. We got a portable studio so we can set up anywhere, and I usually go to my other studio, you know what I mean, and do at least 6 hours a week there. That's just, like, finish up work. But I lay down. We was in Harlem the other night. I did 7 tracks in 6 hours. And
wow.
That's with stopping. I was cooking tacos. Like, we was chilling. Like,
yo, for those who don't know, Moan gets down, B. Moan gets down and she gets down on the grill. So I can attest. So if she's making tacos, your shit stopped.
But, yo, I made $2 tacos on the grill for one of my parties. Everybody, yo, sold out 20 minutes. Crazy.
Yo.
Yeah, man, it goes down.
Oh,
man. I can't wait to hear the other one because you're going to be like, nah, son.
So you got an album coming out, though.
Yeah. The album.
You got an album coming out.
Yeah. It's called The God Complex.
So putting this together, right? Now, putting this together as opposed to putting together a mixtape. You know what I mean?
What are similarities? What are the differences?
The similarities is the recording schedule. Like, I put myself on a strict schedule. So writing, I would sit there and write the album in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. This mixtape was written in 1 week, the whole thing, whole six tracks. So the album would take probably a week and a half, 2 weeks. And then I do a 1 week recording thing. So it's like four to five days of just recording sessions of if I got to rent out my homie crib, you know what I mean? I rent out somebody's crib, have my man pull up, we set up, and then we do the overnight thing, you know what I mean? And I'm not going to sleep until that last song for the night is recorded. Like, I'll have a set amount of songs to record for the night. And if that's not done, like, I'm not satisfied. Nobody's sleeping. You know what I mean? And we're going to record those down. Nah, that's how it is. We're going to record those, get those down. He starts mixing. He has a mixing schedule that I make up. So he starts off two songs a day mixing, at least getting the rough mixes down. I have another engineer that mixes as well. So we get the song split up between those two. And then I'm back in the studio either the next day or the day after that. And then we do that for the whole week. And then they have a week of mixing. And then, yeah, we just put it together.
All right. So let the people know your dream collaboration, whether it be you or someone on production or you feature with somebody. What would be your dream collab?
It would be Kanye on the beat, J. Cole, Kendrick, and Yeezy on the song. And that's that for right now. And MF Doom. I need MF Doom on the track. That would be...
Shout out to the homie.
Yeah, that would be something epic right there. Because it would be completely what needs to be heard. It's completely conscious. A scenery like that would put Kanye in a conscious zone and have him talking about the political things that he needs to talk about right now, you know what I mean? Like, everybody would just be on their job with a collaboration like that, so. Yeah, that's kind of tough.
All right, because, see, now I'm anxious to get into this next joint, the Fade joint. Tell us about this.
All right, so I fell in love with Fade. Like, when Yeezy fucking premiered that at the VMA, I didn't even see the VMAs. I saw, like, the rerun later on that night. And my Twitter was crazy. Instagram was, Facebook was crazy. Everybody told my Tiana Taylor. Yo, I watched it. I watched it like two times a day. Because on The Life of Pablo, you know what I mean? I was listening to the popular tracks. I was skipping over everything else I didn't really, you know what I mean, get into. So once I saw that, I was like, say, that was hit my hope. Yo, tight. But the beat was infectious, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to challenge myself. I'm doing Fade. I'm going to do that. And that's what I did.
Man,
but it's completely
like,
different. It don't sound like the track you know, none of that. It's just completely like my imagination just running wild.
Oh, all right, so let's get into it. This is Moan with Fade. Please hit us up, 347-857-4302. Shout out to everyone tuned in through the site. Shout out to everyone who's listening on tuning in.
Hey.
And we'll be right back.
Keep it subtle, and she want my time just to cuddle.
Always leave a line in the puddle. I be on the ground like a hopper. Out in Flatbush next to Roger. Pull up in the Wraith with the mid. Bitch, I said, call me Chop. This is about to pop rounds. How my nigga drop down and I heard they got pounds of
hold up.
I see them niggas that was beefing with the homie. They don't even know me, but they peep me creepy. I'ma pull up to the corner, hit the store, go explore, buy some snacks, act like we eatin'. They don't pay me no attention, turn their backs, and I let it, man, I swear that I let it hit. Gotta get back to the side, gotta ride out, gotta hide out at my slide house. Hard pumping niggas up and bust the windows out the window, bingo, and I'm whipping in the wild house. I ain't hard to spot, shorty scared, and she grabbing on my leg like she trying to rip my thigh out. I tell her, breathe, baby, give me 20 minutes, take it for some witness, then I drop you at your mom's house. What? Okay. Go Brooklyn, go Brooklyn, go Brooklyn. Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Work for the money, go hard, don't hurt nobody, girl. So she only smoke loud, she bought a go yard, she a weekend party girl. Shorty got a good job and her own shit. You don't need nobody, girl. Call me on a late night. I'm like, oh, God.
Okay. All right. Come on, you can't be doing that shit no more.
What? What happened?
You can't be, like, just taking tracks and then, like, really making the motherfuckers better, be.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? You can't do that.
Yo. This tape out officially completely Monday, man. I got some more.
Damn,
I did that father stretch my hands. Oh my God.
Okay. All right, a couple more questions and I'm letting you go. That's wow. But now, you know, you've performed upstate at freestyle battles. Which out of the two, out of you doing a battle or you doing a whole show, you know what I'm saying, would you say you get the more energy off of, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you more your element at a battle or more your element on stage?
That's hard because I think when I battle, I black out. I literally don't remember shit. Like, I just spit, and I lose memory, and I just come off, and niggas be like, yo, that shit was crazy. I be like, word, but I feel it. I feel the energy of me ripping somebody in half. Like, I feel their soul leaving their body ready to try to smack me in the face. You know what I mean?
No,
but
shit.
when I'm on stage, it's a whole nother different, like, that's where I'm most at home. You know what I mean? I call battling, like, my Yu-Gi-Oh moment. Like, that's not me. You know what I mean? But when I'm on stage, like, that's my power moment. Like, that's when I try to control shit. Because, you know what I mean? It's a power trip. It really is.
Got you. So pretty much, we should not see you when you were at a battle. Once you were at a battle, like, motherfuckers should just, like, stand back because there's no telling what's going to happen.
Yeah, I rarely battle because of the blackout shit. Because I say some real disrespectful things. And I've heard, like, I've seen video back. I've seen playback. And I'm like, yo, I'm surprised I'm alive. Like, that? And homie ain't spaz out on me. He ain't choked me. Okay, that's cool. So I understand the aspect of hip-hop. But I have battled some people. And 9 times out of 10, it ended up with somebody's feelings involved. And they want to, you know what I mean, do something physically and all types of stuff. So I was like, you know what? Let's just write music. Let's just make music. So that's where the battling ended for me. People get too emotional, man.
So are you still even paying attention to the rap battle culture? Or?
Yeah. I still pay attention to everybody.
So who's? Who's rocking? Who you rock with?
I mean, Clips is my man, you know what I mean? Charlie been my man forever. Hitman, he more getting on the TV and all that now, but he still got bars. It was just a few cats that, really caught my attention and my eye. Shout out to DNA, you know what I mean? He always kept it gutter. It's a few cats I used to chill with. I used to listen to, you know what I mean? Like, alright, he got some bars, he dropping some shit. Yeah, as far as the battle league, the female jump off that Babs be running. Shout out to Brooklyn Babs, yo. Hey, Chef Moan in the building, girl. As far as Babs and her thing is concerned, E Heart, like, ain't nobody touching E Heart, so that's just basically what it is. Care what your name is. Everybody touch your E Heart. She the vet.
Now, excluding the rise of Young M.A., right, as far as what's really selling and what's really popping commercialized and shit, the state of hip hop, you being an 80s baby, coming out of Brooklyn, coming up on the real, but now you got all this bubblegum, skinny jeans.
Yo, that's the reason I spit how I spit. It's the reason I'm going to always keep it raw. I'm never going to water it down. I'm always going to give you the best bars of my ability. I'm always going to spit you the truest shit. I'm never going to embellish. Like, it's always going to be moan 20,000%. You know what I mean? Like, you can say Big raised me, so you're going to get what you were supposed to get had his legacy was supposed to be continued the way it was properly. You feel me? And that's just what it was.
Definitely. All right, I'm going to play this shit one more time because I'm actually getting hit up. People telling me they caught the last bit of it and they want to catch it. So I'm going to do this one more time, but then when we get back, we got to let people know where to catch up with you.
I bet. No doubt.
And then we're going to wrap things up, all right?
All right, no doubt. Let's get it. All right.
I got a little bit of piffin, I'ma roll it in a little, what up? I need to put the money up, it's no hole, and they cool to her and they love me. Yeah. Then I dip out to the Ville, out the West 4th, check the score and who running. Then we go back to Brooklyn, downtown, straight through the Fulton, ride right up to my bum, man, make sure no one is looking. I need loud, give me water, then I pay for my order, roll off, stop, get the papers, I need Fronto and Marley. Okay, back to huddle. Diva, but she calm, keep it subtle. Yeah, she do. And she want my time just to cuddle. Always leave a line in the puddle. I be on the ground like a hopper. Out in Flatbush next to Roger. Pull up in the Wraith with the Miz. Bitch, I said, call me Chop. Call me Chop. This is about the top rounds. How my nigga drop down and I heard they got pounds of rape. Hold up. I see them niggas that was beefing with the homie. Yeah, they don't even know me, but they peep me creepy. I'ma pull it to the corner, hit the store, go explore, buy some snacks, act like we eatin'. They don't pay me no attention, turn their backs, and I let it, man, I swear that I let it hit. Gotta get back to the side, gotta ride out, gotta hide out at my slide house. Hard pumping niggas up and bust the windows out the window, big old, and I'm whipping in the wild house. I ain't hard to spot, shorty scared, and she grabbing on my leg like she trying to rip my thigh out. I tell her, breathe, baby, give me 20 minutes, take it for some witness, and I drop you at your mom's house. What? Okay.
Man, I just had to wild out real quick. Oh, shit.
Yo, damn. You got me crying.
I just had to wild out real quick off that one.
Yo.
Yeah, 347-857-4302. This portion of the program we're actually sponsored by Black Addict Tattoo Studios, 120 Dykeman in Washington Heights. Black Addict on Instagram and on Twitter. Book your appointment today. But shit.
But more, let the people know. All right, so we got the mixtape Monday, December 2nd, the album. Social media, where can they follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at FFMGMoan. That's M-O-N-E, Mary, Oliver, Nancy, Elliot, you know what I mean?
Oh, she broke it down. Military spelling for y'all niggas.
Gotta let them know. And, yeah, just everywhere else, like YouTube and Facebook, it's Fam First, and SoundCloud, it's Fam First MG. So // FAMFIRSTMG. And you should be able, man, Google FFMG mode. You good. Just Google that. You good.
That's all you gotta do. Just Google that shit. But yo, Mo, yo, thank you so much for coming through and just blazing shit. Like, I'm still glad. So once you drop that shit, please send that over. We are anxious
to hear
it.
I got more tracks for you. You're gonna get the album, the mixtape. I got some more mixtapes coming up before the year over. Other than the album, like I'm working, son.
So we appreciate that.
Mo, thank you for blessing us with your talent.
Thank you. I appreciate you, man.
Brother Al Sabah, but once again, your mom, thank you for coming through. Anytime you're welcome to come back, all right?
No doubt, yo. Shout out to Pre-Game Radio.
Yeah, you already know. Good looking. Thanks for coming out, yo. Oh, man. Yo, what yo, that was some crazy shit. Don't worry with those who missed it, even though I played the joints twice. Download the TuneIn app on your mobile phone or device and search to the TuneIn app, T-U-N-E-I-N, TuneIn app, search Pre-Game Radio, and you can catch all episodes, including this one, as we're doing it live over there on that. We got a couple more throwbacks, and I got some new music to spin. And, of course, we got the Child of the Eighth Day, Saeed Al-Sabah, here in the building. We're definitely ready to wrap shit up. But check out this new joint from the homie, Bass and Sparrow. This is called Kimberly, and we'll be right back.
Pre-Game Radio.
Producer gave me the beat, and he ain't even take the fucking tag. So this ain't even a real song, my nigga. I got this act because I'm an activist.
When I was 5 years old, I fucked the Pink Ranger. The Pink Ranger. Let's go. Ooh, I'm by my yeah. My gon' go when I say so. My gon' go play with Peso. We the NBA like we ain't yo. You see these heroes on song. Then I be putting niggas on. See, I can write with niggas on. And they still a shit wrong.
Put that on everything. And I waited on my life, diamonds on a pink face.
now at 5 years old, I want to fuck the Bang Ranger. The Bang Ranger.
Now it's so unfair, but not so rare. Only time he does it is when no one's there. Punch you, kick you, pull your head and turn around and apologize. He don't care. Listen, wasn't incidental. All he do is beat on you like an instrumental. Sound like a Tyler Perry movie. You losing Isaiah like the Holly Berry movie. See, that's your son, and he's just one. When he become a man, he gon' turn around and run. The same thing on his chick, blame game on his chick. Think back, cause Pops did the same thing to his chick. Now listen, it's just some real shit, and nothing a woman should have to deal with. That's what she's saying to him.
You used to say, that's not how it's supposed to be, yeah. Happen right in front of me, yeah. Now you say, is this always how it's gonna be, yeah. I swear this ain't how it's supposed to be, yeah. Man, fuck this relationship.
I'm leaving in the Navy, at home is lady, kinda nervous on duty, cause he just had a baby. 6 pounds, 5 ounces, hair all wavy. Now he at his front door and he looking all crazy. Dude jacket on the couch, on the floor is a blouse. Got a fucking mind racing while he trying to figure out who the hell is in the crib, who the fuck is in his house. Air to the door, heard some whispering at the mouth. Kicked in the door, hit the nigga on the floor. Sound like a Biggie song, just without the 4-4. Neighbors heard him yelling, they were on the fourth floor. Only things on his mind that he wanna punch more, but he came to his senses. You could feel the tension, everything settled down. One thing she thought to mention, trying his best not to lose it.
Said,
the baby ain't yours, here's a test to prove it.
Damn. You used to say, that's not how it's supposed to be, yeah. It used to happen right in front of me, yeah. Now you say, is this always how it's gonna be, yeah. I swear this ain't how it's supposed to be, yeah. Man, fuck this relationship.
Pre-game radio 347-857-4302. We got to shout out the 8 day site without some fire in the building.
My brother, how's it going?
You know, we got to slow it down, get up out of here. But before we did, I just wanted to give you up to let the people know where they can follow you at and when's the next match and all that good shit.
You can hit me on the Instagram at XTHday. I'm on Facebook, Saeed Al Sabah. And December 3rd, I'll be in Lake Park, Florida for Full Throttle Professional Wrestling. And I'll be every Wednesday for ACW. I'll be competing there in Park Ridge, Florida. So you can catch me there, and I'll be doing my thing on the scene. But just watch out. I love pregame radio. Everybody pay attention to pregame radio. You know, changing the industry. And shout out to Hoffa and Brooklyn Black.
Yeah, shout out to Hoffa. Shout out to everyone who loves trying pregame radio behind the scenes. And before we get out of here, of course, I'm gonna hit y'all with a little something before we go. Of course, I already know in closing, fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tools. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clay. I'm going to rob a lot. Don't drink and drive. In the words of the great Saeed Al Sabah, don't be silent. Get violent. The revolution will be televised and digitized. All right? And we up out of here. You guys have a good one. Catch me out
the world
on air Sunday. I'll be back on Sunday. Back with Nikki Paul. He'll Rap with Nikki comes back Sunday evening. So be on the lookout for that. But, of course, always check us out on the TuneIn app and on pregameradio.net. The site is up. The site is launched. Check us out. Log in. All right. Everyone be good. Be safe. Vote, don't vote, whatever. But now I'm saying make sure you know you're doing it for your own reasons. And we up out of here. Peace.
On the 8th, we get a puppet.
Fuck the whole industry. Try to get rid of me. Y'all must be kidding me. Y'all must be kidding me. Ghosts in the house. Hey, yo, fuck the whole industry. Turn the mic up. Turn the mic up. Come on. Staten Island here. Come on. Yo. What monster cut, truck, valley shit. Champagne is spilling while we hitting every pump that my Denali hit. Outfit is 4,000 and better. The rhinestones in my Flintstone look crazy in my sweater. Paul, it's not a big fairy tale, that's my MO. Fuck bitches on the reg with no problemo. Iceberg rabbits in the Fox Hill Mall. Where I caught two more, brought four for RZA. Bad boy, thank you for the special deliver. Catch me by the pool in my Tony Stark slippers. Wonder Woman arm, ghost is intelligent. Made 30 off a Dutch dime, I was killing them. Dip cash at 116, I was filling them. Them days kept a crisp Coke dollar bill on them. I lived it out, yeah. Special delivery, I spit it out. Special delivery, I sniff it out. Special delivery,
I want that.
Special delivery, this is the remix. Special delivery, come on. Special delivery, bad boy baby. Special delivery, we won't stop. Special delivery, yeah.
Hey yo, sign, steal, delivered in just a nick of time. Real, I'ma give it to all my designers. Rhyme in the ghetto was formed. Show power, the child of the ghetto was born. Feet first, reach to the speech I kick in each verse. Prove that the shit you're spitting out is dirt. Step question you, and you're like a hustler on the first. You need work. Stand by the grand high exalted. At your door with a portrait of the raw shit. Picture that while I spit anthrax on your CD tape, man, whack, you stand back. You don't really want to jump the gun, what? In the hell is flow, it can puncture lung, and stand there and bump the gum. If you want the problems, we can hurry up and come bury ya. I'ma play the carrier.
Special delivery, yeah, come on. Special delivery, this is the remix. Special delivery, special delivery, come on, come on. Special delivery, yeah, yeah. Special delivery, what?
This for my niggas, them special delivery. Bang your head off to this, fucking up your memory. I'll shake your cradle and rock your boat. Buck 50 your face and then butter your throat. It don't matter where you've been or where you at. I'm here now and I'm banging. Kid, you softening the queen of England. Phraseologist, natural philosopher, wordsmith. Authentical, metaphorical lyricist. Sharp descriptive writer, killer biter. Panty raider, party exciter. Don't worry what the deal. Yeah, I'm gutter with a utter. Got you timid, hesitating like a stutter. Oxymoron, don't be dumb. My school niggas like the United Negro College Fund. I see you plotting, scheming, trying to snake. And when you do, I'ma give it to you. Special delivery.
Special delivery. This is the remix. Special delivery. Get with me now. Come on. Special delivery. Bad boy, baby. Special delivery.
Hey, yo, hold up a second.
Yeah.
What? This is the remix. So let's bring back my man, Craig.
Hey, yo, you must want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records as the dumbest motherfucker alive. You fear you going to survive. You couldn't move through my terrain, even in four-wheel drive. And I'm your highness, finest. You hungry, try this, buy this, live this. I take my rap style real serious. What you think, it ain't that serious? I bang clubs in streets, it's getting hot. See, Mac won't stop until Mac's on top. Young Black America, my CD dropped. 2002, change hip hop. Most folks shake your bones. I'm talking cyclones and terradomes like Mel Gibson. My heat will cook you, boy. Hook you, boy. Mac came and shook you, boy. Turn them bitches.
Some of them bitches. Special delivery. Take that. Come on. Special delivery. Special delivery. This is the remix. Special delivery. G-Dep. Special delivery. Come on now. Special delivery.
Hey, yo, Jacal.
What up, fam?
You know, Busta Buzz had to come see you guys. It's good to see you guys.
Good to see you, too.
Let's take the streets for a little ride.
Okay, we riding high.
Yeah, you better light your L, smoke your L, and just
kiss the sky.
And if you have for disrespect, bust the map by that man, God. Yeah, I think the streets been looking for this one for a long time.
Yeah.
Come on.
I came to bring the pain, more hard to the brain.
Yeah.
I'm
busting that acid game. I burn like acid rain, that acid flame. These niggas trying to see how I come at your game. Ain't it evident I'm hating it?
Yes.
Mess for president, be in hell with gasoline drawers just for the hell of it. And I ain't delicate, blows hot as kettle getting nap. You ain't fucking with that, you must be celibate.
Fast,
just a little, got a sack, we can stick a little hash in the middle.
Where that?
In the middle, yep. Bombing if you got a fat ass, make it jiggle, yep. Put it in my next video shot by Little X. Sending me up, gon' work so there ain't any luck. I'm trying to get what I'm worth, but not a penny left. Say fast.
Come on.
Bank cash.
Come on.
Everybody do it with your stank ass.
Come on.
Make you rob somebody.
What?
Grab somebody.
What?
Stomp somebody.
What?
Slap somebody.
What?
Make you wanna step to the bar and sip a party.
What?
Wild out, fast in the club, we in the party.
What?
Brooklyn.
Come on.
Shaolin.
Come on.
Queensbridge down to Long Island.
Come on.
Bronx, nigga.
Come on.
Manhattan.
Come on.
To each and every hood, what's happening?
Come on.
Real talk,
yeah.
Niggas.
Be on
that. Let me get at these niggas.
Yeah.
Yo, now watch me back your shit up. I hope your people pull up and pick up and pack your shit up. Homie, it's time to move. While I'm seeing right through you, let me relieve you with all of your fingers. See the street and never believe in you, niggas.
Come on.
Go ahead and babble. You can watch me patiently waiting, aiming, attacking. Instead, I'm gonna let one of my bitches slap you. I invite you and your niggas to try it and feel a wrath and the unruly awakening of a sleeping giant.
Very defiant.
Once I give you the pressure and then I apply it and then you're breathing and stop it totally quiet. Captain in the ship, so call me the pilot. I'll leave you when your crew will come out of me dying.
Stop on the niggas!
Just like a herd of 1,000 cattle that'll travel over your face and frazzle your shit. Chop you worse than the brick and then retorture you and then get to reppin' and get to steppin', niggas.
This shit'll make you rob somebody.
What?
Grab somebody.
What?
Dump somebody.
What?
Slap somebody.
What?
Make you wanna step to the bar and sip a cardi.
What?
Wild out, fast in the club, we in the party.
What?
Brooklyn.
Come on.
Shaolin.
Come on.
Queensbridge down to Long Island.
Come on.
Bronx, nigga.
Come on.
Manhattan.
Come on.
To each and every hood, what's happening?
Come on.
Can't you see what I got for you now? Shake a big fat ass in front of me now.
To all my high business,
to all my live niggas, we hit a blackout, follow the story now.
Just feel my heat,
and you know I'm gonna
just keep it street, my nigga. Cause you know what you're about to lose it, my nigga. And you know we gon' get real stupid,
my nigga. See the police coming,
what?
Fireman coming,
what?
Street niggas ready to ride and start dumbing.
What?
I love to see it whenever you and your man frontin'.
What?
Me and Memphis after you,
quick,
and smash something.
What? Now who is
hating? Yo, Lindsay, killing these cowards. Whack niggas get pimp slapped. Give me some powder.
Click clack.
Run in your back. Now think about it. Get back. Run in your gap. I can't allow
whatever,
it.
Whatever, niggas.
Set it off.
You know we seeing it through, God. The street be needing niggas like me and you, God.
Hey, yo.
I think what I'm seeing from here, we got them wildin', yo. Logical, we should've did this shit a long time ago.
I got that shit to make rappers shit in their shoes.
Nasty MC.
I spit flows and spit in their food.
Man, don't tempt me.
I'm nothing like a curious child.
I'm simply.
A boy in the hood with curious
this
child.
This shit'll make you rob somebody.
What?
Grab somebody.
What?
Jump somebody.
What?
Slap somebody.
What?
Make you wanna step to the bar and sip a cardi.
What?
Wild out, stash in the club, we in the party.
What?
Brooklyn.
Come on.
Shaolin.
Come on.
Queensbridge down to Long Island.
Come on.
Bronx, nigga.
Come on.
Manhattan.
Come on.
To each and every hood, what's happening?
Come on.
Every day,
yeah.
Every rotation.
We'll come with
you. Let me talk.
Come on.
Ah.